Hey guys, it's Jessica. It's time for my Wednesday rant, and this week we're talking about failure. Because failure is literally paralyzing people every single day of their life. And it's not the actual act of failing itself, it's being afraid to fail. And if you think about it this way, because I feel like fear of failure kind of goes hand in hand with perfectionism, which I know is, you know, plaguing people everywhere, but if you think of the great stories in history, the people that have accomplished, you know, amazing things, you hear about all of their failures. You know, you hear how Michael Jordan was cut from the high school basketball team, or even Oprah Winfrey. You know, she started out as a female, African American, poor woman living in Mississippi with these dreams of being, you know, a newscaster. And first off, just her history would dictate that would be a failure in her life. But then when she finally does get in front of people, she's even, you know, proclaimed to be unfit for public television. And this is Oprah. Like, she goes on to achieve, you know, remarkable things and literally, you know, setting records and hitting all kinds of just marks in her life. Yet she was failing along the way. I think the Beatles were even told, you know, how their music would never be something people would listen to. Failure after failure after failure. You've heard of Albert Einstein. You've heard of the Wright brothers. Heck, even Vincent van Gogh, whose paintings are now worth $100 million, did not even sell a painting in his lifetime until 4 months before he died. So why is it that in our own life, we think that we shouldn't fail or everything should be perfect? And if it's not, then we throw in the towel and we quit. You know, why is it that everything should be perfect for us, but everyone that's gone before us has had to fail and overcome obstacles and keep going when they didn't want to and pick themselves up every time they get knocked down? So I just want you to think about it. You know, you're no different. It shouldn't just be a cakewalk for you when it's kind of proven that failing is part of the process and part of the way you succeed in life. So I say embrace failure. It seems like the more you fail, the quicker you're going to succeed. And, you know, take the pressure off. Who defines perfect anyways? And most times, while you're waiting to be perfect, life's passing you by and it paralyzes you and keeps you from acting. So my suggestion, just do that thing that you're afraid of. Embrace failure, go for it, and see what happens, because life is waiting for you on the other side. So hopefully that's helpful. Make sure you subscribe to my channel if you haven't. Shoot me a message, jessica@jessicabowsernelson.com, if you're ready to get started on your health and fitness journey or inquiring about joining my amazing Dare to Dream team. Let me know. See you guys later.